A vision causes people to excel. A vision causes people to excel. How wonderful it is to have a vision. How wonderful it is to have a dream. How wonderful it is to have an imagination that is turned on full blast. How wonderful it is. And most of us have this vision. Most of us have the vision that causes people to excel. Most of us have it, and we ignore it. We just go on to our everyday tasks, our everyday thinking, and because we go on to our everyday thinking, that imagination, that vision within, that dream that is trying to get out from our inner consciousness lies in repose and doesn't make it. It just doesn't make it. And why doesn't it make it? It doesn't make it because we are not giving it attention. We are not saying that our vision causes me to excel. My vision causes me to excel. My vision opens up the door in me to dreams and ideals and ways that I never imagined possible. They're coming up with some beautiful research at Purdue, and it's quite interesting to see what they're doing. These scientists are finding new ways that the mind can receive knowledge, that it can be artificial intelligence that is opened up and open to the consciousness of the world. It's something fantastic, just off the book. Now, if anything comes to it, it'll be because the visionaries, the dreamers, the people who are working on the project believe in it. There are negative remarks made about it that it can't be, that they're not really into it yet, that they're giving information before they got much going on. But a visionary just goes and goes and goes. We should be like the Michelangelo. Michelangelo was marvelous in so many ways. He was a dreamer. He was an imagination at work in 100%. He saw this piece of marble in the quarry. Nobody else wanted it because it was imperfect. It has flaws in it. But he looked beyond those flaws. He looked inside. He was a visionary. He saw what could be done with it. He saw how it could be handled, how it could be used for him to bring out a wonderful statue. And then he brought it back to his workshop, this tremendous piece of stone, this tremendous piece of marble, and he had it sitting in the corner of his workshop. And he had other things that he had to do first. He was demanded upon to do things. And so he set it aside. But he did not set aside the dream. The dream remained within him. The dream remained within him as a vision to excel upon. He took the most unlikely piece of marble. There are many good pieces of marble there. They're just outstanding to work with already. But he took that piece. Perhaps it was a challenge that nobody wanted it. And perhaps the challenges are what make the visionary and the dreamer dream their dreams and do the things that can be done. It's fantastic. It's glorious. It's marvelous. And you and I, we can do this. Yes. A vision causes people to excel. We can have a vision. Oh, yes. Something as simple as being an interior decorator. Do you look at your house? Do you look at the house that you are called upon to work on? And do you say, I see this place done in one style or another. Or I see this place done in a style that has never been done before, using furniture that has never been used before, unique yet comfortable, fantastic yet glorious. I see it fantastic. And so, because you are good, and because you're famous, because you have done this before and done it to the satisfaction of people that you've done it for, people come up to you and say, hey, design my home, interior decorate my home, make my home a lovely, livable home, yet unique and magnificent, utilizing all of the imagination that you can garner in your mind to bring forth and make my home into something spectacular. Yes, spectacular. And you say, righto, I'm going for the job. I'm happy to do it. And then you start doing it. And you take your imagination on a golden voyage. And as you take your imagination on a golden voyage, you bring forth things and ideas, ideals and ways that you had never thought about before. You let your imagination kick in full gear, and as you do this, things come to mind that you never dreamed of. And yet, because you say, I'm ready to reveal something special for this house, something special for my interior design of this house, I can do it. Architects have designed homes for years and years and years, and very functional, very traditional. Very few step out and design something unique and something outstanding and maybe even outrageous. But that's what imagination is. That's what a visionary is. A vision causes people to excel. You can excel if you want to. You can excel beautifully if you want to. It's just up to you. Can you write a book like Alice in Wonderland? Can you be like the author of Alice in Wonderland and go off into such strange and unusual concoctions of people, of rabbits talking, of other things going on? Can you do that? Can you build them into a story that is a delightful story? A story that makes people want to listen to it, want to read it, want to know it, want to see it. Children go there and say, crazy, I love it, crazy, I love it. Taking imagination and puffing it out into something fantastic, something most unusual, most delightful, but a vision that causes the author to excel. And the author is one of many thousands, perhaps millions of men, women, and children around the globe who have visions. And take that vision and write it down. Take that vision and excel with that vision, because it turns them on. It turns on their imagination. It turns on their thinking into some areas that nobody else has written down. Oh, some people may have tried to do it. They may have had a glimmer of it, and they may have written it down to a certain degree, but they didn't take the magic of the author of Alice in Wonderland or the author of the other unique stories that come to us every day of our life. The Big Bang Theory is a story that the author had. And the author thought, yes, let's think of the Big Bang Theory. Let's think of this. Let's take together all the ideas that I have had, and let's make a vision out of them and make a story out of them. And he did. And his story was so magical. His story was so wonderful. His story was so complete that everyone now says, yes, the Big Bang Theory is true. But the Big Bang Theory is no more true today than it was before the author wrote about it. And yet, that vision that causes people to excel, that vision of the Big Bang Theory made him quite famous and quite remarkable as a scientist. And people realize that science is knowledge. It is putting together thoughts and dreaming. and dreaming these thoughts and being imaginative of these thoughts and wondering how they work. A vision causes people to excel. Are you one of the people who is excelling with a vision in your heart and your mind and your soul? Are you one of those who looks for something that is magical? You're not trying to be different. You're not trying to be unusual. You're not trying to be spectacular. You're just following your own inner vision. And as you follow your own inner vision, what comes to you is the outer report, the written report, the story, the book, the movie, and pretty soon everybody's talking about it. And your vision is being empowered by all the rest of the world because they say, hey, that's an interesting idea, that's an interesting thought, that's an interesting way to look at it. Your vision causes people to excel. But first it caused you to excel. First it caused you to be the dreamer, to use your imagination, to use your intuitiveness to know the dream can be and is true. Because whatever we think about already exists. Whatever we dream already has been dreamt. Whatever we wonder and imagine about has already been on the block, ready for thought of anyone who wants to let go and let the divine them shine forth in all of its wonder, in all of its glory, in all of its goodness. And that's the way our mind works. That's the way you work, and that's the way I work, and that's the way the world works, and how glorious that is. So take this now and run with it and enjoy it. And you don't have to prove anything to anybody. Just do it. Just let that vision cause you to excel in a way that you never thought of before. And perhaps no one else has ever thought of it before. But you are the number one dreamer, dreaming today the magical dream that makes everyone feel so wonderful. Have a wonderful dream. Have a wonderful day. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.